Relationship instability triggers deep fear that can quickly escalate. Have you ever been in a heated argument with your partner about something seemingly trivial, like stray hairs in the drain or a sink full of dirty dishes? It's quite common for couples to get caught up in these small disputes. This often happens when the relationship feels unstable or threatened. When people sense that their relationship might be in trouble, they can become anxious and overreact, turning minor issues into major conflicts. Your partner plays a crucial role in your emotional well-being. So, when there are signs of trouble in the relationship, it's only natural to worry about losing that source of emotional support. The fear of a breakup and the emotional pain that can follow it make even small problems seem much bigger than they might otherwise appear. People handle this anxiety in different ways. For instance, one partner might choose to immerse herself in work as a way to avoid confronting the issues in the relationship. By staying busy, she might hope to protect herself from the potential pain of a breakup. Meanwhile, the other partner might react by becoming overly clingy and demanding reassurance of love. This can lead to a situation where each partner is moving in the opposite direction, creating a downward spiral. The partner who retreats into work feels overwhelmed and disconnected, while the partner who seeks constant reassurance feels suffocated. These opposing reactions can exacerbate the problems in the relationship, causing more tension and misunderstandings. The cycle of conflict can become more intense as each partner's way of coping pulls them further apart. Partners can heal by recognizing and stopping mutual blame. When it comes to sour milk in the fridge, happy couples just throw it out and buy a fresh carton, while unhappy couples end up in a blame game. This often happens because minor issues can trigger bigger fights when partners start pointing fingers. Take the case of Pam and Jim. During a therapy session, Pam shared that she enjoyed their recent week together and wanted to be more supportive since she knew he was stressed at work. Instead of appreciating her, Jim sneered and turned his back. Pam felt hurt by his reaction, questioned why he was dismissive, and ended up blaming him for acting superior. Jim then blamed Pam for never supporting him and only criticizing him. What began as a simple compliment spiraled into a major argument. To prevent such escalations, it's important to recognize and address these blame patterns. With the help of a therapist, couples can identify these destructive cycles and work on changing them. For example, Jim admitted that their arguments always followed a similar pattern. By acknowledging this, both Jim and Pam agreed to stop blaming each other, seeing it as a step toward improving their relationship. Recognizing and breaking these patterns is crucial for a healthier relationship. It involves understanding how small issues can lead to big arguments and working together to address the root causes rather than blaming each other. In the end, both partners taking responsibility for their actions and committing to change can make a significant difference in their relationship. We all have triggers. Emotional vulnerability is the key to healing. Some people can take jokes and criticism without batting an eye, while others might have intense reactions to seemingly small things. For instance, teasing someone about a mole on their cheek might provoke a surprising outburst of anger. So why do these strong reactions happen? Often, past experiences play a big role in this. People who have gone through painful situations in previous relationships or their childhood may become extra sensitive to certain triggers. For example, if someone had a partner in the past who would fall asleep during important discussions, they might overreact if their current partner seems tired, even if they're just yawning from fatigue. This reaction is not just about the current situation, but also about unresolved feelings linked to their past. These emotional triggers can cause responses that seem out of proportion to the actual event. If your partner can't understand why you're reacting so strongly to something minor, it can be challenging for them to support you effectively. That's why it's crucial to communicate your past hurts and triggers with your partner. For instance, if you discovered your ex was unfaithful and now feel jealous when you see your current partner dancing with someone, it's important to share these feelings. By talking openly about your emotional triggers, you help your partner understand where you're coming from, which can lead to better communication and a stronger relationship. Sharing your vulnerabilities helps build trust and improves how you both handle sensitive issues. When couples face challenges, understanding the cause of disconnection is key. Some couples excel at avoiding conflicts with a simple phrase like, "Do we need to fight about this?" However, when life throws serious challenges such as illness, depression, or job loss, maintaining that calm approach becomes much harder. These difficulties often put extra strain on relationships. Consider Claire and Peter. Their relationship was strong until Claire fell ill with hepatitis. As her health declined, she became increasingly frustrated with Peter, feeling that he was neglecting her care and focusing too much on his work. When she asked for help around the house, Peter's reactions were tinged with irritation. Peter, on the other hand, was dealing with a demanding project at work and felt that Claire wasn't acknowledging his struggles. This led to a pattern of blame and poor communication between them. To address their issues, they decided to examine their arguments closely. Claire realized her frequent complaints and anger were exacerbating the situation. Peter admitted he had been reacting defensively, which only made things worse. By looking at how their arguments escalated, Claire and Peter discovered that her anger and his indifference were creating a toxic cycle. Both recognized that their behaviors, Claire's berating and Peter's stonewalling, were contributing to their problems. They decided to break away from these negative patterns and work on improving their communication. By understanding the triggers of their disputes and how they were reacting, they committed to support each other better and resolve their conflicts more effectively. Relationships can inflict wounds that must be faced and mended. In relationships, past traumas can resurface, making it challenging to rebuild intimacy. When one partner repeatedly rejects the other's efforts to show love, it's often because of an underlying traumatic event. Traumatic experiences in relationships go beyond ordinary hurt or disappointment. They occur when one partner's needs are disregarded during a critical time. Consider Helen and Conrad's situation. When Helen informed Conrad that she had breast cancer, he struggled to cope with the emotions. Instead of offering comfort, he told her not to worry because the cancer might be treatable, and then retreated to his office. Helen felt abandoned and vulnerable during this moment, and as a result, she had trouble trusting Conrad's love and support in the years that followed. Even though Conrad later tried to be supportive, Helen would often distance herself due to the trauma from that initial event. Fortunately, trauma in relationships can be worked through with effort and communication. The healing process starts with discussing the traumatic event openly and ensuring that both partners are emotionally engaged. Helen and Conrad began this process by talking about what happened. Conrad admitted that when he went to his office, he was deeply distressed and cried alone because he didn't want Helen to see how upset he was. By addressing the pain Helen felt and being emotionally present during their conversations, Conrad took steps to heal the wounds from the past. To overcome relationship trauma, partners need to confront and discuss the past pain openly. This helps rebuild trust and allows both individuals to move forward together. Strong emotional connections are key to a lasting, satisfying sex life. Many people believe that relationships start with a burst of intense romance and then settle into a steady, friendly partnership. To keep the romance alive, they often focus on improving their sex lives. However, this approach may be misguided. Barry and Emily McCarthy, who have studied sexual behavior for the past 20 years in Washington, D.C., discovered an interesting fact. They found that happy couples attribute only 15 to 20% of their overall happiness to their sex lives. On the other hand, unhappy couples blame about 50 to 70% of their relationship problems on poor sex. This suggests that when couples face difficulties, they often incorrectly attribute their dissatisfaction to their sex life instead of addressing underlying emotional issues. The key to better sex is a strong emotional bond. When couples are emotionally connected, they are more likely to communicate openly about their feelings and vulnerabilities. This openness naturally leads to improved sexual experiences. Partners who trust each other feel more comfortable sharing their insecurities, including concerns about their bodies. When they feel secure, they can express their fears of rejection and receive reassurance from their partner, making them feel more attractive and valued. Emotional intimacy is crucial for a satisfying sex life. Couples who feel emotionally connected can better understand each other's needs and respond more effectively during intimate moments. Instead of focusing solely on sex, it's important to strengthen the emotional connection in the relationship. This approach will likely lead to a more fulfilling and satisfying sexual experience, as emotional closeness enhances overall relationship satisfaction. Life is tough. Emotional connections help us cope. In today's world, marked by ongoing wars, a sluggish economy, and the growing threat of climate change, it's easy to see why people feel overwhelmed. These global issues impact individuals everywhere, often leading to trauma. The term trauma comes from the Greek word for wound, signifying experiences so distressing they fundamentally alter a person's outlook on life. Trauma isn't limited to severe cases like childhood abuse or sexual assault. It can also stem from other significant events, such as a serious family illness or accidents at work. For those in high-stress professions like firefighting, policing, or military service, trauma is a common part of the job. Trauma is more widespread than many people think. Research indicates that 8 to 12% of individuals in the US and UK suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, which includes symptoms like flashbacks, avoidance, and heightened anxiety. Many others experience trauma but don't develop full PTSD. Recovery from trauma can be significantly improved through emotional support. For instance, psychologist Chris Fraley discovered that survivors of the 9/11 attacks fared much better 18 months later if they had strong emotional connections with others. Those with secure relationships often showed signs of personal growth, whereas those who were isolated experienced severe depression and recurring flashbacks. This highlights how important it is to have supportive relationships during the healing process. Key points. 1. Relationship instability can turn minor issues into major conflicts due to heightened anxiety and fear of loss. 2. People cope with relationship anxiety differently, which can lead to further misunderstandings and conflicts. 3. Recognizing and breaking destructive blame patterns can help improve relationship dynamics. 4. Emotional triggers often stem from past experiences and require open communication with your partner. 5. Serious life challenges can strain relationships. Understanding and addressing communication issues is key. 6. Healing relationship trauma involves openly discussing past pain and rebuilding trust through emotional engagement. 7. Strong emotional connections enhance sexual satisfaction more than focusing solely on sex itself.